Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The latest Kentucky Ag Department figures indicate the Kentucky sheep herd stands at 53,000 and goats at 59. UK agronomy specialist Tom Keene says each species holds possibilities for farmers. In the case of goats, which really took off over the past 10 years, that's settled down these days.
I think it's kind of like any new venture. When things kind of kick off, everybody gets the fever, so to speak, and our numbers kind of rise pretty exponentially. But then after some of the flybys get out of the way and then we have our real players that are in it for the long haul, I think our numbers are going to be fairly steady over these next few years.
With that in mind, UK is hosting a small ruminant workshop February 18th in Elizabethtown. One issue for discussion is the FDA veterinary feed directive just begun this January, impacting goats and sheep too.
Big changes for livestock producers. Again, it doesn't really matter which animals you're talking about. This is going to have some big changes for everybody, and certainly for small ruminants. Dr. Johnson's also going to be talking about parasites and dewormers. And so which of these components are going to require veterinary help? Which ones can you purchase directly yourselves and so forth? So that's going to be a big plus for our program this go-round.
That workshop is February 18th. Pre-registration deadline is this Friday. Details in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
One of the biggest production challenges with goats, says UK's Tom Keene, is parasite control. So that veterinary feed directive bears attention. But part two of that parasite solution is attention to pastures and rotation.
By maintaining healthy pastures and rotating those pastures to where we move around those parasites and let them die in the field before they get back into the parasitic cycle and so forth. So we come at it from a kind of a twofold advantage. One, what can we do in terms of drugs? And then what can we do for pastures to do away with some of those drugs and lengthen those out from the times we have to use them?
Again, that pre-registration deadline is this Friday.
You can just Google UK RCARS, RCARS. And that'll get you to our webpage, and that's right on the front of the webpage.
That workshop at the Hardin County Extension Office, Saturday, February 18. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.